Genesis chapter 21, Isaac. There was no ultrasound technology to know in advance whether it was a boy or a girl at the time. But Sarah didn't need it either because she already had been told that it would be a son. Imagine what it must have been like for two elderly people to wait for the birth of a baby. Thus begins our chapter. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. They had a son in old age, just as God had told them. God spoke and they listened. God said, and what he said happened. When God makes a promise, he always keeps it. It may take a while, it may be hard for us to wait, but it is always safe because God is faithful. There are times where everything seems to be fine and there is joy. But when we least expect it, something emerges and tarnishes it. Bullying is nothing new. We see it in Ishmael mocking Isaac. Sarah takes the reins again and wants the boy to disappear. Abraham grieves, but God has a better plan. What a tremendous situation for Hagar. She and her son are alone in the inhospitable desert. Ishmael cries out to God. The name Ishmael means God hears. God always hears us, no matter where you are or how far away you feel from him. He listens and responds. It takes us to enjoy the fountain of living water. Are you in a desert? Cry out to God. God hears. Not only will you find a source, you will find him and he will satisfy your life. Don't faint. Trust him.